Advocates pointed to a study by the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, which says the state could gain up to 45,000 jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in economic activity. There were also environmentalists among the supporters, like Representative Ann Williams, a Democrat from Chicago. She says the choice wasn't between fracking and no fracking in Illinois.
The choice is this: fracking in Illinois with no regulation, or fracking in Illinois with the tightest, most stringent regulations possible.
But even claims of the toughest fracking regulations in the country were not enough to sway the handful of opponents, like Democratic Representative Robin Gable of Evanston. She says there are no laws that can prevent the dangers that might come with fracking, like land and water contamination.
Our future is in renewables. We need incentives to decarbonize the environment and reduce pollution that affects climate instability.
The House overwhelmingly supported the measure on a vote of 108-9. Similar support is expected today in the Senate, and Governor Paquin says he wants the legislation as soon as possible. I'm Chris Slaby.